December 12, standing firm in days of peril. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4, 7. The signs of the times tell us that the end of all things is at hand. Prophecies fulfilled have become facts of history, clearly defining our position. We are standing upon the verge of the eternal world. Our Lord forewarned his people that iniquity would abound in the last days and would have a paralyzing influence upon true godliness. Wickedness is seen and heard and felt all around us. It seems to permeate the very atmosphere and affects the faith and love of God's professed people. It is difficult to hold fast Christian integrity. The fact is, much which is current in our day as Christianity is indebted for its very existence to the absence of persecution. When the test of fiery trial comes, a great proportion of those who profess the faith will show that their religion was hollow formalism. The days in which we live are days of peril. Carelessness, levity, love of pleasure, and selfish gratification are seen in the lives of very many professed Christians. Is this the time for Seventh-day Adventists to lose their faith and grow cold and formal? God forbid. Shall we turn traitor to the very moment when God would be most glorified by our steadfast adherence to principle? Shall we turn from the heavenly attractions now when we can almost see the glories on the other shore? We are living in the most important period of Earth's history. By maintaining our allegiance to God, we may bear the noblest testimony for Christ and the truth. The true Christian will cling to the promises of God more firmly now than ever before. His heart is where he has laid up his treasure in heaven. When right principles are despised and forsaken, then the true and loyal will show their warmest zeal and deepest love. Then they will stand most firmly for truth, unpopular though it be. The Lord is coming. Let us be consistent. Let our works correspond with our profession of faith.